Better First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side on this somewhat overcast Friday morning. I guess the temperature is going to be 55, 60 degrees. Everybody's probably happy about that, but nobody's happy about what's going on with this federal government debacle. Everybody's blaming everybody like before, but this is a situation that's going across country. The Democrats blaming the Republicans blaming the Democrats. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And if you good people have something you want to talk about other than this virus, feel free to. If you want to talk about the virus, you can do that too. I'll take the calls if I feel like taking them. Sometimes I don't feel like taking them, and then everybody holds on for an hour, and then they have to hang up, and I know it pisses them off, but at the end of the day, I'd rather piss them off than have them piss me off, and I think they feel the same way. And that's what the newspaper always says. Such and such says this. Such and such says that. This person's getting out of the race and they're going for Biden. And I still think Biden is probably one of the worst candidates they could have running for president of the United States. The Democrats, they know what's going on. They didn't really want him, but he just come out on top. So they're all going to have to get behind him. They're going to have to all go with him. I don't think they're real happy with it, but you got to take what you're dealt, and I think that's what they're going to do. I see where the state of Illinois is expanding its unemployment benefits. Missouri will probably do the same thing, and probably every state in the country will do it if it gets to that point. Hopefully it won't get to that point, and everybody can fight it, work together, get back to normal, and go about their business. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they want to keep this at the top of the newspaper rung. They want to talk all about, I think, the first four or five pages in one of these newspapers talk about Italy's deaths toll take over China's. They talk about deaths reported in Illinois. In Illinois, it rises to 4, and there's 422 statewide cases in Illinois. And they want to make it such a big, they want to make it a bigger to-do than it is. But normally the people, they get all excited. They get all excited. Hey, we're going to have to do something because it's not going to get better until it gets worse. And I think that's a fact. I think that's a total fact. I think they're going to push it and push it and push it. And this is going to go on a lot longer than anybody would think. I see in Illinois, too, that they're buying guns, the people that can buy guns. They're applying to buy more guns, and I don't know exactly how many guns you can buy at one time or what you can do at one time, but there's a big, big article in the newspaper that says panic buying for guns and ammo in Illinois, and I would assume at some point in time they're going to stop that and say, hey, there's too many guns being purchased. But I say, what do you mean being purchased? They're being purchased for their own safety. They have every right in this great country to purchase arms for their own safety. But somebody will make a big to-do out of it that, no, that's going to hurt this country. That's going to cause more deaths. That's going to cause more this and more that. The mayor of Baltimore put in the paper that she wants all the criminals to put their guns down during this bad time. And they say, why? Why would we want to put our guns down at a bad time? A bad time for you is a good time for us. I don't understand that. I don't know what they're thinking, but they all want to put themselves out on Front Street. It's always, well, we've got a problem. I've got a problem. Don't give a damn about your problem. We just give a damn about our problem. And that's the way Democrats and Republicans have played this game. Playing it a little bit harder now than usual, but that's the way they've been playing this game for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It's just got to the point where it's getting so bad. They better decide what they're going to do. And after they decide what they're going to do, they better just do it, because it's not going to be stopped. It's not going to be stopped until we all come together and say, hey, it's time to put this to rest. Let's put it to rest. But they're not going to, not even the Republicans, because it's a fight that keeps both sides with their hands up, always, always blaming somebody else. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to end up being that way, but that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. Listen, we've got problems in Illinois, we've got problems in Missouri, and I don't just mean with the virus. I mean with the crime, I mean with everything going on. But have you noticed? They want to soft soap that. They don't give a damn about a couple killings in St. Louis. They don't give a damn about somebody robbing somebody and blowing their head off. They don't give a damn about any of that, because it doesn't really affect them. What they give a damn about is what affects them. And at this point, this virus is getting everybody more money. They're going to give more money for the people that are unemployed. They're going to give money to people that aren't even working. They're talking $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 for each household. You know, at the end of the day, that's a lot of damn money. And I don't think they give a damn. They don't give a damn, because you know why? It's not their money, it's our money. Nobody wants to talk about, hey, that's our money. The federal government, Democrat or Republican, all they want to do is say, we need more money, so we're going to give more money. $1 trillion, they're talking about $1 trillion. I do not understand that, but, you know, for the life of me, I'm not trying to understand it, because it just pisses me off. I read, and I guess everybody knows, that the Missouri House passed a bill to end the residency ruling for police officers and municipal employees across the state. That they will not have to live within the city that they work for. The bill passed on a vote of 105 to 41 with three voting present. Now the measure goes to the Senate for further consideration. He says if enacted, the new rule would take effect on August the 28th of this year. Also read that St. Louis County has a new chief of police. It's a captain. It's a white lady. Now, they can say what they want and they can print what they want, but I know the black community tried to push for a black chief of police in St. Louis County. They've been doing that for the last month or two. They've been pushing hard, pushing hard. Now, all of a sudden, it's a white female who's going to take over as chief of police. And if she does any kind of job at all, it'll be for 4, 5, 6 years, and then she'll move on. But I would bet, and I said it before several times, I'll bet that the next chief of police, whether it's a man or woman, Democrat or Republican, it'll have to be a Democrat, will be black. This is the last go-around. This is the last go-around for the white chief of police in St. Louis County. And I'm surprised. I'm surprised it happened. It happened the way it did. I was assuming that they were going to try to push a black chief of police, but apparently they did. But it didn't make any difference. The vote at the end of the day was 5-0 to put this white captain, white female, Caucasian captain, is in as the new chief of police. So hopefully that'll work out. If it does, fine. If it doesn't, we just have to move on and move out. It's amazing. You know, in Illinois, you see the crime going on, but nobody gives a damn. Nobody gives a damn. There was just a killing a couple days ago in Belleville. Do you remember that? Hell no, you don't remember that, but you'll remember all this disease going around, being spread around. Everybody thinks that they know what's best, so they're going to push this coronavirus. They're going to push that like it's really a big deal, and it is a big deal. But for people to say that's the only big deal going on in this country, they're crazy. You know, Trump's invoked the Wartime Act, and lawmakers are ready, turning out a new package. And at Washington University, two physicians tested positive for AIDS. That's all on the front page. That's all on the front page. And they'll keep pushing. They'll keep pushing this issue. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they're going to let this crap go and go and go. And nobody's going to say anything about it because they're going to get money for it. They're going to get money for it, so they're not going to say a damn word about it. You've got all this crap going on in Missouri, and you people that live over there, you know what's going on. They're having robberies. They're having killings. They're having home invasions. People will talk about it for about an hour. Then you know what they'll do? They'll move back. They'll move back to fighting this virus. And to a lot of people, especially the people that don't have much, they're going to fight it harder and harder and harder because they want what they think's coming to them. And I think everybody deserves a little help, but not when it comes to the point where, well, we're going to give 1,000 here, then 2,000 there. Because once it gets going, once you open that door, it's hard. It's very hard to have it shut back. You know, it's amazing. It is totally, totally, totally amazing how people will come out of the woodwork when a situation like this arises, because see, everybody, both black and white, they think they're going to get something extra, and that's what they're fighting for. They're going to have these town hall meetings where $1,000 is not enough. Let's go $2,000. Let's go $3,000, and it's going to keep going until they want to give everybody $1 million. I do not understand that, but But what the hell do I know? You know, maybe everybody will get $1 million when it's all said and done. If they've got $1 trillion out there that they're going to give away, everybody should get $1 million. And the people who got $1 million that couldn't handle it, they'd be broke in 6 months. And it'd be crazy to go that route. But people do, and it's amazing whenever they fight about it. You know, you hear about these three or four senators, Democrat and Republican. It says, after a private meeting about the virus, Georgia senator dumped stock. This Georgia senator and three other senators dumped stock, $4, 5, 6, 7 million. And they're saying they did it because they were advised to do it. It had nothing to do with politics. It had to do with their financial being. And they want to cry about it, want to bitch about it. Everybody knows why that happened the way it did. They knew it was coming down. They knew it was going to be bad. So what did they do? They wanted to get out, and they did get out. And now all the bitching and moaning and groaning is going on. And I can't believe that the politicians wouldn't come together and say, hey, listen, we're elected to do what's best for you people, and we're going to do this and this and this. No, they're taking all the heat, and they're taking it from the primary voters. Now, see, the voters won't get out on something that has to do with politics. But, see, this has to do with putting money in their pocket. So I think you're going to see at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of fighting going on. And I don't know if that's going to be good or going to be bad. Hey, we're going to take a break sooner than we usually do. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor man shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. To the dark side. I got some calls earlier. People bitching, moaning, and groaning. Said, why do we even have an income tax? Why do we have to give money back when we give money every day, all day long, with all the taxes that are out there? You know, some people spend probably 60-65% of their money on taxes. And people will say, no, it's only, we only pay 25-30%. When you go to the store and buy a soda, buy some meat, buy some canned goods, buy some supplies, you're paying 8-10% taxes automatically. Automatically. You look on your ticket. You look on your ticket when it comes through. Anymore, it's probably closer to 11-12%. And if it's not, it will be, because that's how the government gets us. They give us some money, and then they take most of it back, and we sit back and we take it. I don't understand why, but we do. Did you guys find out, and I guess most of you did, that the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, announced Friday, I guess that was earlier today, that the deadline for filing federal income taxes will move from April the 15th, which is coming up, to July the 15th. That's for everybody in this great country, so don't have to worry about getting your tax business to the government by April the 15th. You're going to have 90 more days, three more months to get your crap together, and I think that's going to help everybody out on their end. I don't know what it's going to do for the government, because they want our money as soon as they can get it. But anyway, Trump put out that they're moving their tax day from April the 15th to July the 15th, and it says all taxpayers and businesses will have this additional time to file and make payments without interest or penalties. You know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I don't know why they haven't done that. I don't know why they don't give an extra 3 months, 10, 15, 20 years ago. No, it's got to be on the 15th of April. If not, if it comes out on the 16th, you're going to get a big fine. And they've done that. They've done that to so many people. And they're going to keep letting it go. They're going to keep letting it go, because even though people bitch about it, they don't do anything about it. And that's what's hurting this country. It's not this virus that's going around. It's the government wants to get you at every angle that they can. And nobody bitches about it, so they just keep it up and keep it up and keep it up. I see in the paper, I don't know if it was the Washington Post or whatever, I believe it was, it says, great big headlines, it would have been better if Trump hadn't spoken at all. We are facing a national crisis with a president who is incapable of inspiring businesses. Now, how the hell can he come out and say that? That's one person. That's not the whole Washington Post. That's one person saying that. But everybody's going to go along with it that don't like Trump. And they can say that. Say, hey, we don't give a damn because we don't like Trump. And we're going to go along with it. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. Don't buy, move out of town, go somewhere else. And that's what they're trying to say. That's what they're trying to do, because when it's all said and done, these bastard politicians, they don't give a damn about you. They don't give a damn about me. They just give a damn about themselves. And they're tired. They're tired of hearing our crap because, see, they're elected officials. When they get elected, the first thing they say is, we're working for our constituents. Those are our bosses. But when they go to Washington, when they go to Jefferson City, Missouri, when they go to Springfield, Illinois, they forget about that. They forget about all that crap. It's never about us once they get sworn in. It's always about them. And they don't really care, because the only thing they're doing the day they get sworn in is getting ready to run the next 2 years or the next 4 years. They all know that. We all know that. But we let it go. We let it go. We let it go. I got some of the St. Louis Black newspapers, and it's amazing. It's amazing how the Black newspapers, it's all about blackness, and that's okay. It's all about blackness, and that's okay. But when they're wrong with about 75% of what they print, then you have to start thinking, you know, something's not right here. They'll sit back and they'll shove it down our throats. They'll tell us all that if it wouldn't be for the blacks, this country would really be screwed. And with the blacks being 14, 15, 16% in this great country, they're totally wrong. Everybody knows they're wrong, but nobody will say anything about it. They can print anything they want in the black newspapers, anything they want. Nobody will say a damn word. But let somebody print something nice about the white community, and all of a sudden, things are wrong, things are bad, we're all racist. They've been doing that for the last 5-10 years. And if you noticed that on just about every television show during the breaks, there's one or two or more black actors acting out. And I think to myself, why the hell do they let that go on? If the black actors, if the black population was 65, 70%, it'd be different. But when it's 15, 16%, and they're getting, guarantee you, over half of the recognition, you think to yourself, why the hell do these people let that crap go? But they do. Go ahead, Ed. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Fine.
I'd just like to bring a few points out here. Like, everybody's bitching about President Trump saying, it's from China. Okay. Well, how about the German measles, the Asian flu, Spanish flu? Okay. And then they had the Black Plague, which wiped out about a third of Europe. Nobody said a word about any of that. That's before we had all this PC crap. When most of us was raised, your parents used to tell you sticks and stones would break your bones and names would never hurt you. And you grew up a little, you got calloused to all this name-calling junk. But anyway, another thing I want to say is I'm glad all these people are out there buying those guns, because now they see that they need to defend themselves, maybe. And a lot of them buying them, you know, a lot of them buying them are first-time buyers. And then they was always bitching about, oh, we need background checks. Let's see any of them go into one of these gun shops and get one without a background check. The only way they're going to get a gun without a background check is steal it. And and they won't make it out of that gun shop stealing it.
Yeah, you know, Ed, I agree with you. But I think the majority of gun owners are buying more guns. I think it's more for the ones that already have the guns, because I think everybody that could get a gun probably has at least one gun. But thanks for the call, Ed. But you're right. There are some that are the first time going out and getting a gun because they figure, hey, now the time's right to get a gun. We thought the government was going to take care of us. We thought the government was going to do what they were supposed to do. But as you can see, the government is not doing hardly anything when it comes to guns, other than bitching, how come there's so many guns out there? Well, there's so many guns out there because the politicians won't do anything about it, so people, the good people, are having to take it and going to have to deal with it the best way they can. You know, they always say, you know, let the politicians take care of us. That's a damn lie. The politicians aren't ever going to take care of us. We're going to have to take care of ourselves. But they don't like, the politicians don't like that because it hurts them. It hurts them in the end because they have to be held accountable for what they're doing. It's, you know, it just amazes me. You know, we go through all this crap and see all this crap on the internet, and it's amazing. It's amazing how people will not think and not help other people unless it involves them. If it involves them, then it's a total different story. But if it doesn't involve them, they don't give a damn. They'll read about it. They'll think about it for a day. They'll talk about it for 2 days, and then it's over. And to me, I don't understand. I don't understand any of that. But that's the way it's been. Apparently, that's the way it's going to be. And if we don't stand up for ourselves and say, hey, we're the people that elect you. We're the people that put you in office. But you can go all around this great United States. And once these people get elected, they're totally, totally, totally different, because if they're not, then they don't get reelected. So they're smart enough to know. They're smart enough to know that when something comes up, you go along with the politicians. You don't go along with the people. You go along with the politicians, because if you don't, you're not going to win another election. And people say, well, that's crazy to think that way. It may be crazy to think that way, but that's the way it is, and that's what we're going to have to deal with. It pisses me off when we talk to people and they say, no, Bob, you know, we the people, we're the one running this country. We're the one doing what needs to be done. We're just putting these people in office, and then they're doing what we ask them to do. And that's a total lie. Once they're put in office, they do what the hell they want to do, and they continue to get worse and worse and worse. And that's just not the Democrats. That's the Republicans, too. And it just amazes me. If you look in the paper, everything about this virus, everything's about this virus. And there's other major problems going on, but people apparently don't want to address other problems. All they want to do is address this virus situation. They want to get more money. And that's the biggest thing to most of these deadbeat son of a bitches all throughout this great country. They want to get money, then they want to get more money, then they want to get more money. And they're getting money, and they're probably going to get more money and more money and more money, because the government, the federal people, they don't know what to do at this point in time. First it was $1 billion. Now it's going to be closer to $1 trillion, people. People are fighting to eat day in and day out all throughout this great country. And all these bastards care about is putting money in their pocket. Oh, we're going to get $1,000. No, it's going to be $2,000. No, it's going to be $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. It's not going to make any difference. It's not going to make any difference when it's all said and done. When it's all said and done, people aren't going to be happy with what they get, because it's never, never, never going to be enough. They're going to bitch about it. They're going to moan. They're going to groan. But it will never be enough to most people. And I'm talking about not the decent people. I'm talking about the asswipe, no good for nothing son of a bitch. And you know what? I've always been told, and I have to agree with it, I'd rather have, and I've said this and I've heard other people say it, I'd rather have five crap bums. I'd rather have five bums helping me with the cause than I would 50 decent people. Because, see, the decent people, they won't want to get involved. If it doesn't affect them, they won't want to get involved. And normally and usually they don't. And, you know, we can't say anything about that because they've got every right. They've got every right to say and do what the hell they want to do. And if they don't do it, that's on them. I'm seeing going through the internet that the four senators dumped their stocks right before the coronavirus hit. Feinstein out of California was one, and there were three other. But, you know, that's kind of taken second seat. You know why? It's taken second seat because it is about them. It's about politicians. And nobody wants to hear about the politicians. They want to hear about what they're getting, what they're getting. And so they're getting what they want. They're getting everybody to back off everything but this virus and everything but this $1 million that they're going to, this $1 trillion that they're going to give out to the people of this great country. You don't hear anybody bitching, moaning, and groaning and saying, don't give out money. They wouldn't give a damn where the money came from. They want some of it, and they're going to end up getting some. Some are going to get a lot more than others, but we're just going to have to take it the way it is. I see that President Trump captured enough delegates this week to become the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, but what has been unusual is the sheer number of votes he's racked up in a virtually non-competitive primary. Says Trump has won about twice as many votes in most state primaries as predecessor Barack Obama. And, you know, they go through this. They say the big turnout follows up. They get out to vote drive that has included rallies ahead of competitive Democratic primaries. It's amazing. It's amazing how everybody has their own take. Now, the Democrats will say Trump needs to be indicted, needs to have his ass thrown in jail because he's not done it right. You get the Republicans, they love Trump. They may not love him for being Donald Trump, but they love him for what he's been doing to try to get this country out of the big problems that it's in. And not just with this coronavirus, that's with everything else that's going on. There's enough problems to go around that we could address them for the next 10 years and still not be ahead of the game. But it says here, 9 state Republican Party opted not to hold primaries. It says Trump set records for votes won by an incumbent president in Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, New Hampshire, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Washington. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm surprised that the Democrats haven't come out and said, hey, we need to indict Trump. We need to indict Trump. Because apparently he's doing something wrong. Now, we, as staunch Democrats, don't know what the hell it is, and really probably don't give a damn what the hell it is. They just want Trump out of office. And at the end of the day, if they've got to vote for Joe Biden, if they had to vote for Bernie Sanders, whoever they had to vote for to get Trump out of there, they would. And the main reason they do that, they know what a good job Trump's done. Don't have to like him personally, but you got to like what he's done. Now, he's not perfect. He's made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. But he's trying to do what's best for the country. I sincerely believe that, and I think most people, even a lot of the Democrats, believe that. But they're going to have a hell of a battle, going to have a hell of a battle come November. And I think the Democrats will spend as much money as they think they have to. But I personally don't think they have enough money. I think Trump will get reelected. I think he'll do another 4 years, and I think he'll fight even harder. I think this has made a believer out of him. He tried to be half decent, even though a lot of the things he tried to get done, he couldn't get done because of the majority in the House of Representatives is the Democratic majority. So that's why there's been all this fighting for the last 3.5 years. But I think if things work out right, I think the Republicans stand a chance of taking back the House. They've already got the Senate, and I think they're going to hold on to that. But I think they'll take the chance of regaining the House. And if they do that, they can sit down and try to get a lot of things done that actually needed to be done. You know, they're not top-of-the-line crap, but there's all kind of crap that needs to be done. After this is done, that should be done. After this is done, that should be done. And it's amazing. It's amazing how nobody wants to do it that way. Nobody wants to do it that way. They want to take whatever is best for them. They want to take whatever is best for them. And that's what they want to run with. And a lot of times, that's what they do. I don't understand why both the Democrats and Republicans will play that game instead of saying, hey, this is what needs to be done for the good of the people, not what needs to be done for the good of our party, the Democratic Party, or the Republican Party. But that's the way they play the game. I believe that's the way they're going to continue to play the game. And until we stand up as fighting people, both Democrats and Republicans, men and women, black and white, until we stand up and say enough's enough, it'll never be enough. But once you start bitching, moaning, and groaning, and then after you start bitching and moaning and groaning, you keep bitching and moaning and groaning, you'll get results. I know the Democrats are a lot better at bitching about crap than the Republicans are, and I think they get a little bit more because of that. But at the end of the day, it makes no difference. We are who we are, either Democrats or Republicans, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to fight for what we believe in. And what we believe in is what's best for this country. It's just amazing how the Democrats think one way, the Republicans think another way. And when it's all said and done, I don't think they can ever or will ever come to a conclusion that, hey, we'll give a little bit and you guys give a little bit and let's try to get this taken care of. They'd rather spend 5 times as much money and get nothing done other than cost us, the taxpayers, another big hit out of our pockets. They don't think about that because they don't give a damn. If they gave a damn, it'd be a little bit different, but they don't. So we have to take it for what it is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, Death, and Taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. As always, welcome back to the last minute or two. Most of the time, we don't have time to take any more calls, and a lot of times, I don't want to take any more calls, so because of that, we don't. I hope everybody, friend and foe, Democrat, Republican, men, women, black and white, have a safe, prosperous, and enjoyable weekend. I don't want anything happening to my enemies because I want to be able to fight them and argue with them on Monday. So let's all continue to do the best we can for ourselves, our cities, our state, and our country. It's not easy. It's not easy, but it can be done. So let's unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them before they do unto us. Let's destroy them. Destroy them, you hear me? Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs absolute intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.